Tres4Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
He says if I leave, he will kill me.
He was sobbing and swore it would never happen again.
He's under so much stress. I'm really the only one who understands him.
He says he can't live without me.
I have nowhere else to go.
Nobody would believe me. If you are in an abusive relationship, it often feels as though you've lost your voice. You deserve a better life, and there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields, presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Oh. 4Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
He says if I leave, he will kill me.
He was sobbing and swore it would never happen again.
He's under so much stress. I'm really the only one who understands him.
He says he can't live without me.
I have nowhere else to go.
Nobody would believe me. If you are in an abusive relationship, it often feels as though you've lost your voice. You deserve a better life, and there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields, presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I hope everyone can hear me right now. I am joined tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, are you there?
I am, Becky. Good evening, everyone.
Well, you know, 3 years, and what do you know? Here we are. We are still going strong, and we are excited to be bringing the show to you live. I know we're a little bit late tonight, and I apologize for the delay. As always, you can never just be prepared for that lovely radio and online technology, and sometimes it just gives us a little hiccup. The cowgirls, and we just keep riding on. Isn't that kind of our motto, just enjoy the ride?
Absolutely, Becky, and there's been so much going on. I mean, you know, you've been super busy. I've been busy down here at this end. Just a lot of stuff going on this time of year.
You know, there is a lot going on, and, you know, we're excited. Summer's winding down. We've started fall. It's October, and, you know, October is kind of that time of year where everybody in the Western world and the rodeo world are all gathering their ducks and starting to plan for 2017 and get ready to finalize the year with the Circa Finals and the WNFR. And, gosh, there's all kinds of things happening between now and December, and we're just excited that we get to be part of many different avenues and venues, and we ourselves are gearing up for a great 2017. And so tonight we just wanted to, one, just say thank you to our listeners for continually supporting us year in and year out for the last 3 years. It's been an interesting 3 years, and we're just super excited for next year. But we're going to share some things tonight. We have a couple guests with us tonight that we're going to bring on, and we're going to just go over just things that are coming up. And a couple things I want to touch on first, and then I'll turn over to Aunt Vicki, and then we'll bring our guests on, is two things that are happening in the month of October. First and foremost is, of course, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we are very strong supporters of Man Up Crusade, as well as our producer, Maria DiGiovanni's organization, FOR. And they are two great organizations that are on the front lines, and they're helping those other organizations that are in the communities and really trying to impact those communities with awareness and education to help stop domestic violence through really just education and resources and outlets to help those folks in those situations get out of them and lead a better life. So with that being said, we started a campaign awareness fund, and it's going to be fun. We're going to do a social media awareness campaign, and we're going to be challenging people to do, it's called Man Up and Sing Along for Domestic Violence. And so we are going to do a challenge to have people
post their fun videos and be and just sing and enjoy and have fun and really help encourage those that are maybe suffering in silence to feel encouraged that we all support them and we want to see them be able to speak up and move out of those situations into a healthier environment. So you'll see many posts on that on Facebook. Be looking for that. Join the challenge. Challenge five folks that you know, whether it's business, family, or friends. We just want to raise our voice and help them continue in their efforts and what they're doing. So be looking for that. I'm going to be posting out a video. I hope Aunt Vicky's going to. I'm not going to challenge Aunt Vicky or Maria because I just suspect that they'll do it anyway. And Aunt Vicky, I know you can sing even if it's, you know, in the shower, in the car. I've heard you with your dogs.
Oh, no. Yes, Becky. Mm-hmm. No, you can encourage everyone to take part. We truly, truly do. And again, you know, raising awareness for breast cancer, so many of, you know, no one remains untouched, you know. And so there's just tons of things going on. And that kind of leads us, Becky, into some events that are coming up soon. But first of all, I wanted to share with our listeners this past weekend, I was in Rosenberg, Texas at the 80th Annual Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo, and it was a great, great time down there. Boyd Pahamas had the mic, did a fantastic job, and believe it or not, the points from this rodeo kick off the 2017 standings. So again, wow. I mean, things are moving really, it is really, really fast, and then I know you have circuit finals coming up, which I'll let you visit about end of this month. You know, we're headed up to Fort Worth to the Stockyards for the Red Steagle Cowboy Gathering. Should be loads of fun. And then back to Waxahachie, Texas in November for the Crossroads of Texas Film Festival. And that, of course, is a fundraiser benefiting the John Wayne Cancer Institute. So tons of things going on, Becky.
There is, and you know, and there's one thing, we are going to be traveling all over the place. You'll see us on Facebook. You'll see all our videos. We'll be bringing you all that live footage of all the different venues that we go to, and I'm really excited about that because we just like to bring to you, our listeners and our followers out there in the social media realm, just all the fun things that's happening in the Western world. You know, we have a great community, a great culture, a great big family in this thing that we call the Western world. It's not just in rodeo. It's anywhere from rodeo to you know, the ropings and the John Wayne festivals. You know, we've got a gal covering the ERA finals. We've got up here in particular, I wanted to touch on, you know, just because it's home to me and it's something that I think is important. Because we are so close and because there's so many things going on, even if somebody, something tragic happens within our communities and something hits one of the families in this Western way of life, it hits all of us. And earlier this summer up here in Coeur d'Alene, we had a very tragic accident out on Lake Coeur d'Alene, and it took the lives of three young folks, two of them which were both ropers and very heavily involved. One was from, I believe he went to college at the University of Wyoming. He was on the rodeo team there. Another gentleman was in his early 30s. It just was very tragic loss of life while they were out on the lake having fun. But to honor them and to help with everything that those families are dealing with, they are doing, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but I do want to make sure that I get it out there. It's the 2006 Luhr, L-U-H-R, and Honkin Memorial Benefit. It's going to be this Saturday, October 8th, and they're going to do a gala at the grandstands along with the steer wrestling and a team roping jackpot. There'll be an auction, a live band, and dinner. And that's going to be over in Coeur d'Alene at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds. And I believe tickets in advance are $30. You can also buy them at the door. The doors open at 5 for the gala. The team roping, I'm looking at the flyer, starts at 9 a.m. The steer wrestling is at 2 p.m. And it looks like if you're curious about donations, entry fees, and event details, you are to contact Coeur d'Alene Roping Benefit at gmail.com. That's CDAropingBenefit@gmail.com. I'll post this flyer out on our Facebook page, and if any of you guys are interested that are listening or know somebody in the area that would like to rope or steer wrestle or get out and have a good time and get to this benefit and help these families, it would be a great thing to do. Like I said, when a tragedy hits one, it hits all of us, and we like to rally together and lock arms and help each other out. So that's going on. Other than that, you know, I'm taking some downtime till November. And Vicky, you look to sound like you're gearing up. You've been busier than heck. But
With that being said, I know you had a great weekend at the rodeo, and we have a special guest. I'm going to turn the mic over to you and let you introduce our first guest that's going to join us tonight.
All right, Becky, thank you so much. You know, the world of rodeo, just lots of things happening right now, and we have a very special guest on with us this evening that is going to bring us up to date on the induction ceremony that took place at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City this past weekend, and that was for the Rodeo Historical Society. Welcome to Rodeo Historian, good friend, and she's in charge of the oral history at the museum, Miss Gail Warner from Austin, Texas. Hello, Gail.
Hi, how's everybody this evening?
Well, once we finally got on the air, we are rolling on.
Good, good.
Gail,
there's a lot good to hear from both of you. A lot going on in the fall in the rodeo world at all levels, and it was really an outstanding weekend in Oklahoma City this past weekend.
We're so happy you could join us, Gail, and we look forward. Just tell us all about it, Gail. Let our listeners know. You know, we've touched in past broadcasts on the inductees, but if you could just, you know, once again remind our audience of these rodeo greats that were inducted this weekend and what happened up there in Oklahoma.
Well, it was an active weekend, and there were 6 inductees that were voted on and selected to go in, and they were Jake Barnes of Scottsdale, Arizona, and Clay O'Brien Cooper from Gardnerville, Nevada. They were inducted independently, although they won 7 PRCA World Championships in team roping together, 1985, 86, 87, 88, 89, 92, and 94. They both qualified many years for the national finals. Jake went 27 times, and Clay went 29. They broke so many records in team roping, I'm not going to even start there. But they're an amazing duo, but they're very amazing independently as well. Just the third person to be inducted was Hope Berry of Chicota, Oklahoma. He is a 4-time PRCA World Champion steer wrestler, 1985, 90, 91, and 95. He qualified for the national final 14 times. He also has hazed at the NFR for 6 years. He was invited back to compete at the American Rodeo as one of the legends of rodeo in 2014 and 15. And then we have Bud and Jimmy Monroe. Bud had an outstanding career in rodeo, as did his wife, Jimmy Gibbs Monroe. They were inducted together. They live at Waco, Texas. As husband and wife, they were both world champions, Bud in the saddle bronc event in 1986 and Jimmy in the WPRA barrel racing in 1974. Then in 1975, she won the all-round, the barrel racing, and the tie-down in WPRA. Pretty amazing people. Additionally, they were both NIRA champions. He went to college in Montana, and she went in Texas. Don't ask me how they got together. It must have been a rodeo.
What an outstanding couple. What an outstanding couple.
Oh, amazing. And they both have given back to rodeo so much since they have both retired from competing. Bud was involved heavily in the PRCA as a saddle bronc director, and he was on the grievance committee. And I asked him about that, and he said, you know what, that was one of the most fun things I did. Jimmy was a WPRA president. Can you imagine grievance? Everybody complaining about, you know, but he said it was great, and I know he wouldn't have said it if he didn't believe it. Jimmy Gibbs was WPRA president from 1979 to 92, and then again she was president in 2011 and 12. And both are involved in their community at Waco and all the rodeos that are held there during each year. Quick Path of Bo Washington, he was a world champion bullfighter, and he changed the profession of bullfighting by his outstanding ability to save bull riders from injury and his knowledge of bulls. Wick began his career in the arena, he wore the makeup and baggies and did everything that the rodeo clowns before him were expected to do. But his acts and trying to be funny didn't go over very well. But he was so outstanding in his bullfighting that a lot of the producers hired him anyway. And yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Gail, I was just going to say, you know, growing up in the Northwest, I remember Wick. And when you said he had a particular style, he did. And I really believe that Wick Pass is the forerunner of a lot of the very highly talented bullfighters that we see today in the rodeo arena.
Well, you know, he wasn't funny, but he was so committed. His family had bulls in the Northwest. They would get carloads of bulls up there, and Wick would go out at night and lay in the grass and watch those bulls. And he watched them fight. He watched where their feet were. He knew everything about bulls. So when he went into the arena as a bullfighter, that was what he did, and he was very athletic. But there's one thing about Wick I want to tell you. Everybody thinks that Wick went to the skirt, the instead of the big old baggies that the rodeo clowns wore before because of his athleticism, and that's not true. And I want to tell you that Wick went to a rodeo at Toppenish, Washington, and he lost his old baggies. And he asked Sammy Reynosa, who's about 4'5", if he had any extra baggies. And he did, but the legs were pretty burned off and everything, and so Wick just cut it off and put the skirt on and put a few bandanas on it. And everybody today will tell me, you know, that he did it intentionally. Well, he didn't, but it worked for him, and he used it from then on. And all the younger fellas that came along followed in his footsteps, and it didn't take too long before everybody was fashioning themselves after Wick. Wick did the NFR 8 times in the 60s and 70s, and he was the alternate 4. And, of course, this person, the bullfighter, was picked in those days by the bull riders, and we know why they picked Wick, because they could count on him. The next person that was inducted was Walt Linderman, who was deceased in 2005. His son Jay, widow Dorothy, and a daughter were there. Walt grew up in Linderman Company in country in Montana, Red Lodge, Montana, and he was a rodeo family and ranching, a three-event man until 1961 when he concentrated on steer wrestling. He was runner-up to the world champion in steer wrestling 3 times. He won the national finals average in 1967, which I'm always amazed at these guys that win the average. Being so consistent to win the average is just an amazing feat, I think.
Absolutely.
He won the and he had a steer wrestling horse named Scotty that as few as 4 steer wrestlers would use at some national finals and as many as 7 at other years. And Scotty was there for a lot of years. And he took steer wrestlers to world championships in 1965, 66, and 68. Jack Roddy, Harley May, and John W. Jones. And he won 6 national finals averages, Scotty did, in steer wrestling. He also had many. Walt also did a lot of steer wrestling schools and passing his ability in the event on to younger men coming on. The next person was the gal that won the Tad Lucas Memorial Award. And the honoree for 2016 was Amberlee Snyder of Utah. And this young lady is in her 20s, youngest gal that's ever been picked to be a Tad Lucas Memorial Award honoree. Tad Lucas was one of those gals who could trick ride, she could ride bronc, she could do anything. She even got in the barrel and helped the rodeo clowns when necessary. She was just one of the guys and would do anything she could to help rodeo. In fact, she was the very first president of the Rodeo Historical Society. And Amberlee was from Utah. She started riding horses at 3 and won the all-round at Little Britches in 2009. She was also an FFA president, and after she graduated from high school, she took a year off to compete. I mean, not to compete, but to do everything she had to do as an FFA president. On her way to Denver in January of 2010, she had a job at the stock show. And right outside of Rawlins, a few miles east, she looked down to look at her map. And when she looked up, her pickup was headed for a mile marker, and she tried to compensate, and she rolled her pickup and was thrown out. She'd forgotten to put her seatbelt on, hit a fence post, and she is paralyzed from the waist down. Although she has to be in a wheelchair, she told them in the hospital that she was going to walk, she was going to ride, and she was going to rodeo. Mm-hmm. And she is. She has quite a story of her recovery and determination, and she's actually turned into a motivational speaker. She rides. She's got her. She has designed her own saddle. Her legs are tied on. She competes in breakaway roping and barrel racing, and qualified for her pro card this year. So
That's awesome.
Oh, she's amazing. You know, I had the honor of meeting Amberlee at Cheyenne for the Western Wishes anniversary several years ago. And what an inspiration, Gail. I mean, I can't think of a more deserving recipient for the Tad Lucas Award. That's awesome.
Well, she travels all over. I can't tell you how many states she's been in and how many places she has gone as a motivational speaker. But she was telling me, because I interviewed each and every one of these people during the weekend, and she told me that she was talking to a second grade group class, and this little boy raised his hand, and he said, "If you could go back to that day you got hurt, would you change it?" And she said nobody'd ever asked her that before. And she really had to stop and think about it. And she finally answered him, and she said, "No, I wouldn't. The things that I have been able to do and the things I know now have been a result of my accident." And I thought that was a pretty brave thing to say because, you know, it is – it takes a lot longer for her to do everything. But she's got a horse that is so amazing. His name is Power, and he came off of the racetrack. And he wasn't a barrel horse. And he's got a lot of speed and a lot of strength, and he's a little out of control from time to time. When she got out there after her recovery in her wheelchair, he handled her just like she needed to be handled. And as a matter of fact, he puts his head down so she can put the bridle on him now. He knows what he needs to do for Amberlee. Gives me goosebumps just to tell it, really. But she's an outstanding recipient. And the last one is Jack Roddy from Brentwood, California. He was the recipient of the Ben Johnson Memorial Award. I don't think there's anybody in the rodeo world that has given back to rodeo more than Jack. Jack was a two-time world champion steer wrestler in 1966 and 1968, and he was riding Walt Linderman's horse, Scotty. But this award is given to men who give back to the sport once they have finished competing, and Jack has done so much for rodeo. He was on the board of the PRCA for many years. He helped turn around the Senior Pro Rodeo Association and make it profitable when it wasn't doing very well, in addition to competing in it himself. He has been very involved in animal rights issues, not only with rodeo, but the cattle industry as well. He held the first and only golf tournament sponsored by RHS at his ranch in Brentwood, California. He's involved in having cattle from Hawaii brought over to his place, and they are fattened up before they go to the slaughterhouse on his place. He's a major donor to Cal Poly, where he got his college degree. And he assisted Gordon Davis and Cecil Jones, who originated the Ben Johnson Memorial Award, and gave them financial help in getting it started. He never expected to be an honoree, so this was quite a time for Jack to be there. other than this, I can tell you that the weekend was fun. It was casual. It was very comfortable. There's an aura in that big hall that I don't find anyplace else in rodeo. Sharon Shoulders is the president now. And Sharon is Jim Shoulders' widow. She has continued with Wrangler just like Jim did. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but Jim Shoulders is the longest running professional sports person with one sponsor. He started in 47 and was with them until he died. His family was raised in Wranglers, but pants and shirts and jackets and what have you, and Sharon still wears them. And Sharon is an outstanding president, and they're going to make everything in rodeo as good as they can be through her presidency. So anyway, have I missed anything?
Gail, it is always so wonderful to have you with us because, first of all, you're so knowledgeable and you know, your passion. And I forgot to mention to our listeners, Gail is a renowned author as well and has wrote several books, a whole list, and very well written about the sport of rodeo. And we're thrilled to have you, Gail. I think, Gail, I have one question, and that is, again, Oklahoma City, there is an aura there in the hall that is not felt anywhere else in the rodeo world. I've been there several times and hated to miss this year's induction. But could you tell our listeners how they can become involved? Because, again, this is about connecting our generations and the stories behind the stories. So if you would, please, give us that information, Gail.
Well, actually, to get involved in the Rodeo Historical Society, I have brochures. I traveled with someone, and she taught me very, very well. Imogene Beals had brochures to become members of the Rodeo Historical Society, and we traveled together for 15 years, and she handed them out in Florida and New York and California and everywhere in between. And it's very reasonable, and they put out a magazine twice a year, and you get discounts in the gift shop there at the museum, and you have free access to the museum. And there is so much that goes on this weekend, and they have so many things there that are just so important. I'm going to tell you one thing. They always have an auction. That's one of their main ways of raising money in addition to membership. And they have a silent auction, but they also have a live auction. And this year, a very well-bred horse was donated. So when you walked into the grand ballroom, there was that horse in his portable pen. Beautiful horse. And when they started, of course, the national anthem was sang. And then, of course, they had prayer. And this young lady gave the prayer, and everybody said amen at the end of it, and the horse nickered.
Oh, I love that. Gail, that's wonderful. Well, Gail, how can our listeners contact you if they, you know, want to find out more? Can you give us your email address or your website? And also,
I would love that. Yes.
Awesome. And I want to encourage all of our listeners, while, you know, if you want to find out more about the Rodeo Historical Society from the museum there in Oklahoma City, you can contact Gail. But also, while you're there, take a look at this wonderful lady's books and everything, the stories she's authored in the history of rodeo. Gail, you are one of the best-known historians in the professional world of rodeo. We thank you so much. Please let our listeners know how to contact you.
Well, my email is rodeogal, RODEOGAL, at airmail, airmail.net. And any question, no matter how remote or how strange it is, I will answer every email I get, because I believe in helping people learn more and more about rodeo, because I want rodeo to can be there forever. It's our most American sport we have, and it's getting bigger and better every day. I appreciate you girls and what you're doing. You have such a variety of guests, and your questions and what they have to tell is so important in our world today. You know, there's just a lot of people who really don't know where milk came from, and that there are plants out there that are giving us our carrots and whatever. Not everything comes from the grocery store. Where we used to be 80% rural and 20% city, and now it's reversed. And so anything that we can do, I can do, you can do to help the rural people continue their heritage, please, please, let's do it.
You know, Gail, before we say goodbye and we bring, you know, and you're welcome, please stay on and join us. We're going to, when we bring our next guest on, but I did want to touch on one thing as you're talking about. You know, I'm sitting here listening to Gail talk about the history and the lineage, and the, I'm just so amazed by her knowledge, your knowledge, Gail. And I just kept sitting here thinking, boy, you know, the world has Wikipedia, but rodeo's got Gail Warner. You're just so amazing in your desk. But I had the pleasure to go up yesterday and see Deb Copenhaver. And yesterday. Yeah, he lives about an hour away from me up in Davenport, and I want to say this because I want our listeners to make sure that they're keeping old Deb in your prayers, because he battled some pneumonia, and he's been in the hospital for a week, but we went up and saw him, Gray and I went up and saw him, and because he's like a surrogate dad to Gray, and he was chipper. He was in the best mood. He's still got a cough, and they're watching and taking care of it and listening to his lungs and his heart. They're keeping an eye on his heart. But I'm telling you what, I was so blessed by getting to spend some time with him. I'd met him when Grandpa was inducted in 99, Grandpa and Uncle Henry, in the Ellensburg Hall of Fame. That was my only real time I got to meet him. But, oh, my gosh, I'm sure you have some fun facts on him, but he is a character.
Well, and he is the last of an era. He has wonderful stories to tell, and honestly, I have not had the opportunity to interview him. I know all about him, and I've put questions together two or three times, and then either he doesn't come or something is canceled and what have you, and I'm seriously thinking of hopping on a plane and going up to see him. So I'm sorry to hear he's been in the hospital, and I'll send him a card in the morning and to get well, because I want to go and see him. He is the last of an era. Everybody else that he rodeoed with primarily are gone. And how old is he, 91?
He is 91, but it was so funny because he kept asking about my dad. How's your dad?
Oh.
And where's your dad at? And so I was telling him, and so while we were sitting there, I texted my dad and I said, "Hey, Dad, I'm sitting here with Deb," and he wanted me to make sure I told you hello. And he said, "Well, you tell Deb I said hello and send the family my love, and tell Deb that he better get better or he may have to get on this Klamath again." And he looked up and he had this grin from ear to ear and started laughing, and he said, "That's it."
That's great. I'll tell you, these old cowboys, all those bumps and bruises they got for many years didn't shorten their lives much. So anyway, he's a blessing. He really is. He is just a true blessing that the rodeo has. So anyway, thank you, girls, for everything, for giving me the opportunity to tell about a wonderful weekend. And everybody needs to join Rodeo Historical Society. I can't tell you how much fun you'll have if you join and go to see one of their induction weekends. It's just, there's nothing like it. Okay?
Absolutely, Gail.
Thank you so much, Gail.
Uh-huh.
Well, listeners, that's the fun thing about what we've been doing on our show for the last 3 years. And you know, we started out as an hour show, then we cut back to 30 minutes with the thought process that if we want to go longer, we can. And so tonight we're just going as long as we – until we run out of things to say, so you may be here a while. Vicki and I have been and Maria have been very busy evaluating, I guess is the word you'd like to say, and ramping up and coming up with some great teams, like I said, for 2017 and beyond. And if any of you that are following us paid attention to this summer, you notice we had some ambassadors out and about doing some roving reporting for us. And we came up with this concept in conjunction with Maria. She, her organization, Four, is a wonderful, wonderful organization, and I may ask her to come on, but she gave us the permission to use her trademark for ambassador, and she has an ambassador program and pageant system. And although we didn't want to do a pageant, we wanted to find a way to elevate women in the Western world that really had giftings in speaking, giftings in and passions for the way of life that we love so much that could help us get out and spread that message. Because, heck, I know, Vicki, you're down in Texas, and I'm Claire here in Washington, and we're north and south, but we still have east and west to cover, and we just can't get everywhere at one time.
So, it's hard, Vicki. It's very hard. Yeah.
So with that being said, we started, we had about a handful of girls this year that represented different areas of the country, and we decided that although, you know, we're small but mighty, that's the way we like to present ourselves, we are small but mighty, and so we wanted to find a way to elevate these girls and also elevate the Western way of life and everything that we're doing with the stories behind the stories. So we are kind of pulling our reins back and restructuring how that ambassador program is going to work. But we decided that we wanted one representative to represent everything that we're doing in the show and the Western world and social media and all those different things. And we wanted one lady to come up and join us and lock arms with us and represent our show and our ambassador program on a national level. And so we really We talked about it. We prayed about it. We sat on it for a few, you know, few months, I would think. I would say, don't you think, Aunt Vicki, it was a couple months we thought about it.
Oh, absolutely, Becky. And I'm just sitting back here listening to you talk, and I'm just so excited about what 2017 is going to bring. I'm so excited for you to introduce our very special ambassador that we're bringing on board that, like you mentioned, will be all around the country representing She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls, but will also become a guest co-host on our weekly broadcast, along with being on stage with us in Las Vegas.
Yep, and this is a great thing because we, again, sometimes you gotta take a big picture of everything and find a way that's gonna kind of blend and weave and work its way in a way that's going to flourish in a positive manner. And so we thought this was the best way to do it because she represents everything that we are looking for, everything that we try to represent to the world, and everything that we think is representative of She's Gone Country the CB Cowgirl. So we are excited to introduce to you our 2017 Ms. U.S. Ambassador for She's Gone Country the CB Cowgirls, and that is Ms. Bobby Jean Olson. Bobby, are you there?
Okay, when you said that, I just got goosebumps all over. Tears started welling up in my eyes. What an honor to be a part of She's Gone Country with you two or three amazing ladies. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh,
well,
Bobby Jean, this is Vicki.
Yeah,
we are. We are so excited to have you. And, you know, for our listeners, Bobby Jean lives the Western lifestyle. This is something that Bobby Jean has dedicated her life to, living in Arizona with her husband and raising her own son. And that is the values and everything that is the heart of the American cowboy and cowgirl. So Bobby Jean, welcome and thank you. We are blessed by you.
Well, I hope that I can do everybody proud, not just you guys, but the whole entire Western family that we come across each and every day. You know, each one of us has to lead by example and show our next generation, you know, and tell them about the Western lifestyle and try to keep our heritage alive. And it does take a lot of work, but it's sure a very special lifestyle, isn't it?
Oh, man. I tell you what, what I love about Bobby Jean too is if you spend any time with her, she's just
So, you know, you see her out, and I say this as if you're not here, but Bobby Jean, we see you out in front of the camera and in front of, you know, because Bobby Jean is not only a professional model, but she's an actress, and she runs a trading post. I mean, you do so many different things, and it takes a lot of boldness to be in that type of position. But when you meet Bobby Jean one-on-one, she's just how she sounds right now. She's so kind. She's so humble. She's so welcoming. I think that's the one word that comes to me more than anything. She's so welcoming. And that's important because the only way I feel that as a whole, we're going to get people to garner a passion or an interest in our lifestyle to keep that heritage alive is by those welcoming, open arms that those from our industry and our lifestyle and our communities represent, and Bobby Jean's one of those. So I'm excited to have you. I know you, I mean, you're so eager to help young women that are aspiring to do the same things that you do, and you're just always so positive. So, you know, tell us a little bit, share with our listeners a little bit. I know we had you on the show back a few months ago, but share with our listeners a little bit what you've been up to since we've had you on last.
Perfect. Well, it has been, you know, usually here in Arizona in the summertime, it slows down a little bit. But for me, it was an extremely busy summer. I was so blessed to make two trips to Wyoming. Excuse me. One was Sheridan, Wyoming, to do a photo shoot and a magazine cover for Western Horse and Gun magazine, and learn all about the national mammal, the bison. I got to shoot with the bison, watch them. Just learned so many things about them, and that was an amazing experience for me. And then I went to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and was part of the Western Design Conference with Wild Instincts. Got to interview several of the amazing designers. And, you know, a lot of times people think of the Western lifestyle as just rodeo, but there's so much more than just rodeo. There's farming, there's ranching, there's fashion, there's film. There's a huge genre of different things that are involved in the Western lifestyle. And I love to try to touch base with all of those different aspects, whether it's a bit maker, a horse trainer, a movie star. So just trying to bring in all the aspects has been pretty exciting for me.
Well, Bobby Jean, this is Vicki, and I know that your calendar is marked full months ahead of time because we do realize you're so active, throughout the United States and especially in the state of Arizona, because you're constantly in demand to host this event and, you know, to do this and to do that. So we're just very blessed to have you. But what you said, Bobby Jean, about the Western lifestyle and the way we choose to live, it is so much more involved than just rodeo or ranching. It might be about, you know, the youngster down the street that, you know, has a horse at a stable that, you know, she only gets to go over there 4 days a week, but she's there because she loves that horse. And that horse ties her and brings her family into the Western way of life. So many different avenues, Bobby Jean, and you represent all of them so well.
Well, you know, I have always, always looked up to Aunt Vicki, and yes, now this is officially my Aunt Vicki. My Aunt Vicki, and Vicki is now my sister. So this is just an official thing.
Absolutely.
But
you're all a big family.
When you live it, when you love it, it shows, and you want to go out and touch lives, touch all the lives you can, because you don't know what you're actually doing to other people when you give that little extra help. It may change their life forever, and we can do it in the smallest ways, whether it's a little donation or going to the county fair to help kids maybe purchase one of their animals or purchasing a product from a new artist that's just starting out. There's just those little things that we can do in life that will touch somebody in such a big way, and that's part of living the Western lifestyle and being a big, huge family. We all kind of grab each other arm in arm and say, you know what, There's room on this trail for all of us, so let's head up to success together. That's what it's about.
And you see, now you can all see what it is about Bobbi Jean and why she makes such a perfect ambassador for all that we are doing at She's Gone Country CB Cowgirls, because that's what an ambassador is. So, Bobbi Jean, I really appreciate you. Tell me, is there anything you want to share with our listeners, or, you know, how are you finishing up your year? Because I know you're going to be down there with us and you're going to be helping us on stage. What else is on your radar?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I might get a little speechless here for a moment, and this has not been let out yet. We're still working on the details, so I get to share it first with my sisters here that She's Gone Country. I have one little project. I have a project here for the OCJ kids. It's their Voluntary Awards Great Banquet, and the OCJ Kids is Opportunity Community Justice for the Kids. It's for foster kids, and it's a huge group of people that get together and try to help open doors for foster kids here in the state of Arizona. So I'm so honored to be part of this. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to OCJKids.org and find it's a phenomenal organization. I will be the host there and then presenting some of the awards. There'll be a band and dancing and games. But I feel so blessed to be involved in this because, you know, kids are our future. And then we'll be going, I have a couple photo shoots coming up and a commercial. And then we'll be in Vegas, which Vegas is turning out to be pretty huge for me. We have a booth there at the NFR, during the NFR with the Western Trading Post. So I work during the day, but I'm going to be sneaking away to spend some time with my favorite ladies, Vicki and Becky. And then also, I just found out that I will be the co-host at the Miss Rodeo America pageant coronation. Okay, I'm going to scream. Ah! Okay, I'm done.
Oh, Bobbi Jean. You know, this is Vicki, and I know Becky feels the same way. Congratulations to you. The news is phenomenal. You will be a beautiful co-host along with Brent Jordan. I know that it's going to be carried on the Wrangler Network, and that coronation is going to be held December 4th. And so if anyone is planning a trip to Las Vegas and the WNFR, and you are going to be there on December 4th, the Miss Rodeo America coronation has grown beyond everyone's wildest dreams. And we just encourage you to purchase a ticket and attend and cheer your favorite cowgirl on to the title.
Well, and each and every one of these cowgirls are winners. You know, they have gone through so much this past year to make it to the Miss Rodeo America pageant. And doors are going to open for them. And even though only one will take the crown, every single one of them are definitely winners in my book.
Amen. Absolutely.
Well, and they've all got, like you said, a story to tell and a journey that it took to get there. And, you know, I was really excited. I got the opportunity, as you all know, last year Jamie was on the stage with us, Jamie Dearing-Roush from Rodeo Queen University. And she takes a lot of pride and love for a lot of those girls that come up through the ranks in our home state of Washington, because she really likes to, you know, educate all these gals that, well, I don't know if you say educate them, just love them to see their worth beyond the crown, so that when they win the crown, that's great, but how they win in life beyond the crown. And so I know she's had a couple of gals that finished in the top 10 that came to her organization. And so last year, of course, you know, the current Miss Rodeo America is from our hometown here in Spokane, Miss Catherine Merck. And, you know, so I had the pleasure of getting to hang out with her this year, two, three of the rodeos that we were at together. And I'll see her again down at the circuit finals. But what a lovely gal
through and through. And I know that if she's had anything to do with interaction with the queens from the States this year, you know, they're going to be blessed to be able to come compete for the year that she's giving up that crown, because she herself is, I mean, just an amazing, amazing individual. And I'm just excited because I got to meet Miss Rodeo Colorado. I met Miss, you know, I met Miss Rodeo Washington, of course, little Miss Macy here. God bless her. She's just a doll little redhead, and I'm excited to see how she does. But it'll be great to have Bobby Jean there and just represent. I think you are going to be such a light to them, even in the coronation moment, because there is only one winner. And you, I think, will have a great opportunity to be a light to those that maybe, you know, to see how they respond when they get done and when they walk off that stage, and to show what true elegance and class is. And I think that's important. So I'm excited for you.
Well, thank you. I just, I had to scream just a little bit. Tears were flowing down my cheeks, but I had to say thank you, Lord. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, I think everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I know you, Bobby Jean, spoke last year when you were on stage with us. You know, you had an interesting year the year before. With some trials that you went through, and those trials, you know, they're just all part of their journey. And I know everything happens in God's perfect timing. So congratulations, and we thank you so much for being a part of everything here at our show and everything that we're doing here to preserve the Western way of life and everything that's near and dear to our heart. We're excited for the next year. Aunt Vicki, I know you couldn't be more ecstatic about having Bobby Jean on here. Is there anything else you wanted to add? I think we're right at about an hour, so I think it's about time we can wrap it up, unless there's more we want to talk about.
Well, you know, Becky, we could probably, the three of us with Maria there on the other end too, make that four, sit here and visit half the night and laugh and share stories and just be so thankful to our Lord above, because he's blessed all of us in so many ways and continues to do so every single day. But Bobby Jean, again, welcome from the bottom of our hearts. We love you, and we're excited to see you in Vegas, and hopefully we'll talk very, very soon.
Well, I just want to thank you guys again, and I also want to just thank each and every one of my friends out there for all of their encouraging words and their smiles and love. It means the world to me.
Amen to that. Cannot do life without those people in our past and in our world. So I say thank you to all Bobby Jean's friends. I say thank you to all our friends. I say thank you to also all of our fans and our listeners for all your loyal support to us for the last 3 years. It's been an interesting, fun little road that we are paving. I'm excited for the next 3 years. I'm really excited for 2017 and 18. So with that, continue to stay tuned with us and all that we're doing. And I say thank you and good night. And I'm going to turn it over to my Aunt Vicki to close it out.
All right, Becky, thank you so much. Bobby Jean, thank you. And Maria, thank you so much. We're going to close out this evening, listeners, with a cowgirl that's always been there for us, and she always will be. We're so blessed by a little cowgirl logic from the wonderful Crystal Lyons. Good night, everyone, and thank you. God bless.
I'm Crystal Lyons. And back in the early 80s, I lived on this ranch in southern Georgia. And they had this cow on the ranch that had three horns. Yep, three. The third one come out the center of her head like a unicorn horn. No fooling. Well, when she was younger, they hauled her around to county fairs and such until she started getting so dadgum mean they couldn't take her out in public anymore. People would just, you know, how they can be picking at them. Well, even cows have their limits. Well, problem was that now she was in a safe place where she belonged and around people who would take care of her, she still responded as if everyone were her enemies. And buddy, she knew she had three horns and how to use them. You couldn't get close to her. Past injustices had altered her personality to the point that in her mind, all humans were her enemy. Well, we can be like this cow. Because of an unfriendly environment, we can come out fighting. We can justify this as a matter of survival, but the problem is our environment can change, but then we don't. we grow up and we get out of that hellhole of that abusive marriage or whatever it was, we get connected with people who love us and sincerely care for us, and we can't seem to drop our guard and stop using that extra horn that we've developed. We know we shouldn't, and we really hate ourselves for responding that way, but we can't seem to stop. Why? Because we haven't fully allowed God to deal with our past. Only God can reach down on the inside of us and heal our wounds. We got to get vulnerable to the Lord and let Him heal those past things. You know, to be honest with you, some of us just need a good de-horning. This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales@westoncompanyjewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. We're Weston Company.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
I'm not allowed to spend any money.
If I wear makeup, he says I look like a whore.
He's made it clear my family isn't welcome.
I used to have friends, but we never even go out anymore.
But at least he's never hit me, right?
Psychological abuse is the root of all abusive relationships, whether there are bruises or not. If you feel helpless and like your voice has been taken, there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
ForRadio.com.